But first, we went to four campuses. Maybe we could have each campus, all the ones that went to each campus stand up so we can see. So how about all the ones that were here at Wright State? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Very good. And then the ones that went to Miami.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. How about Cincinnati? Hallelujah. And then the Ohio State University. Hallelujah. Sorry, I'm a Buckeye fan. So. Amen. So anyway, we just want to open this time. We have about 50 minutes, so we do need to consider the time in our sharing. We want to give you about a minute each, so we need to kind of stick to one key point. Try not to give, a bunch of testimonies or a long message. We're just speaking to encourage one another.
Amen.
Of a simple experience. And even if you didn't, some of us prayed with someone that they would receive a Lord, and it would be good if you share that. But if you didn't lead anyone to the Lord, that's okay. Yeah. You still experienced being grouped with someone, yeah, praying with ones,
amen,
getting rejected.
Amen.
That's very good.
Yeah.
So even if you got rejected, you can say, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Someone told me to get away.
Amen.
But hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow. So, and even, I would say, even if you didn't have hardly any experience, even I didn't speak to very many people, and maybe I don't have a lot to share, but don't despise your portion.
Yeah.
We need to encourage one another.
Amen.
So
amen.
Whatever you have, even if it's one sentence,
amen,
like I just, hallelujah, I went to OSU and preached the gospel.
Amen.
That's
amen.
All. So.
Yeah.
Amen.
Is that
good? Yeah. Amen. So let's start. I will start.
Amen.
My host, Luis, was my companion.
Praise
we tried to talk to 12 different people.
Amen.
Nobody received the Lord.
Amen.
But we like practicing.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, that's a good example. Next.
Luis.
Amen. Well, it was something. I didn't think I was gonna talk to that many people, and the brother was like, "Hey, get that guy right there," and I was like I was nervous. I didn't know. Like I've done it before, but I don't know. It was like people that were like way older than me, and there was this one guy. He was just huge, and he was probably as big as Brother Chris right here. When I went to talk to him, he sounded so sweet, and I was like, wow. And he was a Christian. He was already saved, and he just received a track. And he said that he was gonna email the website that was in the track.
Amen.
So hopefully he does.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. My gospel partner was Joseph, and we spoke to 6 people. And actually, I don't think anybody rejected us, except maybe one guy tried to reject us, but he wasn't going anywhere. So we told him that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen.
So even though that he rejected us, he heard that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We talked to 4 people, and my partner, Timothy. So, yeah, we talked to 4 people, and none of them called on the Lord. But on the car ride back, Jefferson got a call, and it was Darian. He was a Catholic that we talked to. And, I asked him if he had received the Lord, and he said he went through the Catholic rituals. I guess there's like a process you do. And to him, that was being a Christian. That was his Christian life. He goes to Catholic Mass, eats the bread, whatever. And to him, that was receiving the Lord, and that was it. So I shared with him how, I was saved as a child, but it wasn't until I learned I had a spirit and that the Lord became living water for us to enjoy and partake of. And I just testified that I was so happy after learning this, that I can enjoy and experience the Lord. So, you know, even after, when we walked away, I thought, no, that didn't go so well. I didn't really connect with him. But he called Jefferson, and he wants to meet with the saints. So praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The gospel was preached in OSU.
Amen.
Justin and I really enjoy practicing speaking the gospel.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. But we also enjoyed at the end of our time praying together for each other. We prayed for Justin's family and a friend of mine named Joseph as well. Hallelujah.
Amen. I mean, so I went with Paola, and I passed out tracts before, but I never actually tried to speak to someone. So, you know, the practice that we did the day before, so it was really good, but we were like, yeah, I'll receive. You know, I was like, that's not that easy. So we went out, and there was this guy eating his lunch, and we sat down, and I asked him, like, if he ever heard about the mystery of the human life, and he said no. So we started explaining to him, you know, we have three parts, and the spirit, you know. So then I was like, he's like, okay, I get it, I understand. So I was like, okay, now he has to receive. I was like, okay, would you, you know, do you have more time? He's like, just tell me, you know, what time it is. I was like, oh, no, now he has to leave. He's like, oh, I have plenty of time. I'm like, great. So now let's pray together. Do you want to receive the Lord? He's like, okay. So then he prayed with us, and he received the Lord.
Amen.
He didn't give us his information, but, you know, he's a brother now. And then we walked away. I was like, you know, the Lord is so merciful. He gave us that brother so we wouldn't get discouraged. So now Paul is going to share the rest.
Yes, we talked to three people, and two of them, we led in prayer to receive the Lord. And the second brother, he was also like, when we walked away from the first one, we were praying for this brother, and then we started praying for the next one. So we're just walking in prayer and just waiting for the Lord to kind of point us to who to approach. And when we found him, we started talking to him again. Same thing. Carolina just went right into matter. She starts explaining the wire diagram and everything. And I remember not knowing about my spirit, like being a believer, but not knowing I had a spirit. So I just, you know, flat out asked him, do you know this part? And he goes, yes, I do. I do know this part. I was like, have you prayed today yet? And he's like, no, I haven't. And I said, well, there's this one prayer that every believer, like, that everyone should pray at least once. So he read it over and, like, we could pray with you. And he said, okay, I would like to. And then, well, I told him, I was like, what's your name again? And he said, it's Jake. I'm like, okay, well, of the three of us here, if I say Jake, you know I'm talking to you. And he says, yes. Well, we're going to start praying, calling on the Lord. We're going to say, Lord Jesus. And, you know, that way we know he's hearing. He's like, okay. And then we could call once for every person here, like, you know, Carolina and I and him, the three of us. And he's like, okay. So he called on the Lord with us.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And then we prayed. And we explained a little bit more. Like, we went into the second part about full salvation and how, you know, you can just start every prayer with calling on the Lord.
Yes.
And now he knows about his spirit, too.
Amen.
And when we asked him if we could pray for him, like, she and I, you know, continue to pray for him so that, you know, he would give me his last name or something. And he's like, can I give you my email address? I'm like, yes. You know, so I guess the brothers can contact him, too.
Praise the Lord. We
we got a lot of people that want to share. So really keep it condensed. Maybe you got a group, no more than 30 seconds each.
Amen. We got the opportunity to spend some time at Miami campus. I'll let John share the juicy details, but I just wanted to say I enjoyed having a partner being there to support me in speaking to these ones.
I enjoyed being one with the Lord and one with my partner.
Amen.
And just, I didn't know what I was doing. Just, I just knew the points that the brother gave to be quick. So I was quick. And really quickly, he just started calling the name of the Lord. I was like, wow, this is crazy. And then, let's pray. So we just prayed the verse. And just, and then he had to go. So I just reminded him to, this one's a living God. You can call on his name.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, Lord, we both went to Miami campus, and the
first person we talked to, we was in the zoology imaging building. Right as soon as we came in, we just went in because we were hot. But the first person we saw, he was sitting down. We asked where the student center was. And eventually we started talking about, was he a Christian? He said, yes. We asked, how did he get saved? Do you know how he got saved? And he didn't know how. He said, do you know you have the assurance of salvation? No. And he's like, well, God, he's a man that has a spirit. Amen. Jesus died on the cross. Amen. He went to the grave. He rose and became the life-giving spirit.
Amen.
So he could be dispensing to you.
Amen.
And then we went, and then we did a prayer with him at the end. And we forgot to get his information. But luckily, he was on the track team, on the decathlon. Website, his information is all on the website. So, Lord, we'll go contact him. Amen.
Amen. So, I think for now, let's say no more standing. Let's wait until everyone here has shared, and then we'll have another round.
We can't see you.
Yeah. We don't want everybody to stand up right now. And yeah, so maybe you guys can sit for a while. Also, you probably noticed that we won't be able to hear the details of everyone's testimony. So as you're standing, try to condense your testimony. Praise the Lord.
Amen. I'll just share about two. We talked to Brandon. He's an English major, a senior. I asked him if he was a Christian. He said, no, I'm a Catholic. I said, that's wonderful. Let's hear you say, I love the Lord Jesus. He said, Lord Jesus, I love you. Amen. So if he wasn't saved, he's saved now. Yeah. He didn't know what was going on. Okay, so then we talked to Scott. He was a Jew. And he just said, the Messiah is coming. Amen. He said, okay.
I got rejected for the Lord.
Amen.
You know, even though it's such a tough thing, but when I think about it, the Lord, he's just so merciful. Like, I didn't feel like I really was getting rejected because I still had the Lord with me. I felt his strength, and it was just amazing. Like, yeah.
Amen. I enjoyed that healthy dose of vitamin G. Vitamin gospel.
Amen.
Amen. We all needed some vitamin G. And I talked to this one guy, Yu Shen. I didn't get his information, though. I forgot, because we had such an enjoyable time. I just went up to him, and the Lord was like, hey, there's one guy, go. And I was like, amen. And I talked to him, and I told him. I went through the whole thing, and he listened. And I said, do you want to receive the Lord into your spirit? And he said, okay. And then I was like, pray with me. Just repeat after me, right? And we prayed, and he received the Lord.
Amen.
And I was so happy, I forgot to get his information. And he was walking away with a smile on his face. And then, like, when you preach the gospel, it gets easier every time you do it. It's just so enjoyable. I wanted to go, I wanted to go again. I wanted to be like, yo, let's switch up the campuses. And we'll go to a different campus this time, and, you know, switch it up. But that didn't happen. But I talked to another guy, too, Shri. He was a Hindu. And I was like, hey. Oh. Amen. They were very polite.
Praise the Lord. I was really watered by my brother Naifu on that hot day. It really kept us both going. And we had two people pray with us to receive the Lord, but we had a rejection that I actually enjoyed even more.
Amen.
Because, it's possible that these two people that prayed with us were already saved, but these girls these two girls that we spoke to, right away they told us, no, we're scientific, we're atheists. And they were from Europe, and that's kind of the mentality over there. And I was just really touched. I started sharing about the human spirit, and I could just tell in my speaking they were riveted. They were really listening, although whenever I would ask them to agree with me, they'd say, oh, I don't really like to tell people I don't like for people to tell me what to believe. And I said, oh, you know, that's okay. It's up for you to decide. Right. But I left them with the track, and they took it and walked away eagerly. So a seed got planted. They didn't get saved that day, I don't think. But I really hope and have faith that the Lord will do something in them. They saw a real expression of Christ because my brother was right next to me praying the whole time.
Amen. Praise the Lord. After this experience, as you realize, I really can't do this without the Lord.
Amen.
And I can't do this without my brother Max.
Amen.
He's watered me so much. Just, I prayed with this girl's Jane, you know, because brother was really equipped with the word. So every time there's someone come, he just... just talk. And I was just like, wow. Then this brother said, okay, enough. Next one, you got her. Yeah. And, you know, that girl, I'm probably 3 times off her size. But when I'm walking toward her, I was just like, this is so hard. I'm not going to do it. Then brother just like, pray. I was like, oh, Lord Jesus, strengthen me. And she's like, probably this high. I was like, strengthen me, Lord. He just look at me. What's going on? Then I just start talking, talk about Christ. You know, I just know if I talk about my natural strength, I just can't do anything. But Lord, He speaks through me.
Amen.
And eventually she prayed with that. I was so happy. I wanted to give her a hug, but I couldn't. then I just back and said no. But then I was just so happy. I said, praise the Lord. You know, we need to practice.
Amen.
This is so precious experience.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints. I was so encouraged. We got rejected twice, and that's what I was so afraid of the entire time, but it wasn't anything, because I was with the sisters, and we were praying, we were enjoying the Lord, and then we met two sisters, two girls who were already sisters, who were already believers, and we fellowshiped with them, and we shared with them. One of them had a little bit of a hard time. She said she was a sister, she said she was a believer, she understood so much, but then when we asked her, you know, are you a Christian? She's like, yeah, but I believe that, you know, everyone has their own different path toward God and you can choose whatever you want. So we shared with her on calling on the Lord and on her human spirit. And she didn't pray with us, but she walked away and she was a junior in high school. So it was very encouraging. And the other woman was a grad student and there was a big smile on her face when we met her and she was so happy and enjoyable and she shared with us and it was really encouraging. So praise the Lord.
It's kind of funny because the brother said that you probably will go and be talking to a bunch of strangers, but I was actually placed at Wright State and I go to Wright State, so I had a feeling that I was going to run into someone that I know, but I actually saw someone that I'd been praying for. She was in one of my classes, and, you know, I told her I was a Christian and everything, but I never, like, spoke the gospel to her or anything, but I'd still been praying for her, but I didn't think I'd ever actually get a chance again. But, I saw her, and she was actually working at a desk, and she was really busy, so I didn't get to actually talk to her, but one of my partners, Annie, she just, like, I wrote my name and email address on the back of the track, so maybe she'll, like, oh, I know her, what's going on? But, she gave it to her, so hopefully maybe she read it, I'm not sure, but I was just touched with what Brother Monroe said the other day about how it's not a small thing when someone puts someone into your heart, and even if you can't see how you could have a chance to speak to them again, if you just keep praying for them, he will provide an opportunity for you, even if you don't see how, like, because I'm not in a class with her anymore, so I was like, I don't know when I'm going to see her again, but I saw her the other day, so you never know when, if you just keep praying for someone the Lord put in your heart, you never know when you might have the opportunity to speak to them, so, amen.
Amen. Okay, I'm going to be quick, if that's what's possible. I was with Sister Caroline, and we were walking, and we saw this girl, and she was like, let's preach the gospel to her. And I'm like, okay, let's go. And when we went to her, she was like, hi, how are you? And we're like, oh, hi. My name's Roanne. We're Christians. And she's like, Christians? What? I have been waiting for you. And I'm like, what? We were like, And then she's like, oh, do you speak Spanish? I'm like, yes. And then I preach the gospel to her in Spanish. So, and another thing is that she knew we were coming because, you know, this shame letters that people send to other people, like, if you don't pass this message to four more people, you're going to die or something like that. And she was like, look at the last message. I'm like, okay, let's see. When I read that, I was like, Lord Jesus. It was about the Lord. It was about, like, the Lord will strengthen you, and someone will come to you and speak about the Lord, you know, to you. And, you know, it could be contact, email, or phone. And she was like, do you see? I'm like, oh, yeah. Well, at the end, yeah, she said, I'm a Christian, and I love Christians. And you're like, you know, she was so happy. She's like, finally, I found a Christian person in here. And I'm like, okay, amen. But the thing is that, yeah, she received the Lord. She prayed with us. And at the end, she was like, please don't go. I don't want you to go. We spent like 40 minutes with her. But it was a real good experience.
So I just want to add, her name is Keisha. She's here at Rice State. And so since then, yesterday, we've already texted with her back and forth a few times. So after we were done with lunch, when we got back to the campus, I texted her, but she had just left the campus. And so she's not there today or tomorrow. So we asked about that. But she's very open to continue the fellowship. And she just said that she said, I just want to be with you guys longer. So it was very encouraging.
Amen. Okay, so I was at Wright State, and my partners were Priscilla and Amethyst. And I just really enjoyed the being with the sisters in Christ. So two of us would go up while another one kind of stayed back and prayed. And praise the Lord, we led one sister to pray with us. Amen.
Amen. I was on the OSU campus with my brother Jefferson, and it was a good learning experience for me, and I got good practice.
Amen.
You know, as a man of God, we have to bear the responsibility of preaching the gospel. And in that message, just before we went out gospel preaching, you know, the brother shared that preaching the gospel, the desire to preach the gospel is not from man. You know, the source of it is from God. You know, God has a heart for man. I hate preaching the gospel. You know, I just have a hard time, you know, trying to connect with someone to talk to them. But that's something I have to deal with the Lord, you know. He has to gain my heart in that way. But it was really good just being with Jefferson and seeing him. He was a pattern to me, how, you know, he was chasing people down, you know, to trying to, you know, to preach the gospel to them. And, you know, I just was like, wow. People would walk by me, and I'm just like, oh, the next one, you know, the next one. But it was just a really good experience and exposure to be out there with our brother and just learning. You know, amen. This is what we're here, getting practice, you know, being trained.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, we talked to quite a few people, about five or so. A lot of different kind of situations. One of them said, I asked him, do you know the mystery of your human life? Or do you ever wonder about the mystery of human life? No. Have you ever felt empty before? Nah. So with that one, I just really infused into him. You know what? That's great. You know, you're going to get your degree, and you're going to go for your PhD, and maybe one day you'll make $1 million, you get your Mercedes-Benz. But you know what? How old are you? Oh, 20. I'm almost twice your age, and I've been there. You will be empty. So just basically to speak, in a sense, to prophesy to this person, you will be empty. And when that happens, you remember this track. You remember that the Lord Jesus is the only way to satisfy you. So, you know, even though they don't... and another one, we said, do you know the mystery of human life? Oh, yes, I know it. And he was in some kind of Hindu something else. But you know what? Whatever people you meet, you just need to infuse faith into them.
Amen. Amen.
I enjoyed being with my sister Lisa. She's really bold, and she was quite a pattern to me. And I also felt really stirred, and just I felt like I really touched the Lord's heart for people towards the end, and just I feel really stirred that when I go back, I would get Carol and go and preach the gospel on the campus. And I don't think we've ever I've only done it a few times in my life. So anyway, I just got really stirred up by going out.
Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. I was here on Wright State, and through the grace of God, I got partnered with Brother Bill Lawson. So, yeah. I was first a little nervous, and then it turned out that it was good to be nervous, because he would go out and be like, that one, and it would be the giant football player. And I was like, Lord, please. But through the grace of God, it was so enjoyable seeing such a fine pattern to me. It was, and he would be, my brother Josh is going to share with you right now. And I just had to call on the Lord, and somehow I had something to speak, you know? And it was such a good training to me, and I enjoyed it so much. And we got rejected a few times, but, you know, it was good. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I also really, really enjoyed this gospel experience. And one of the reasons why I was so bold to speak to the strangers was because they did not know me. And it was also because they would probably never see me again. But on the way there, I really, really prayed to the Lord earnestly that, you know, He would give me a fruit. But I didn't ask for it, you know, so that I would have some sense of accomplishment. But I asked for the Lord, you know, if it is according to your will, give me some fruit. But anyway, praise the Lord, we did not get anybody to pray with us, but we did speak to at least 15 people, and we gave out tracts to a lot of them. So, and I was really encouraged in the end when I think one of the sisters, it might have been Crystal, who shared to me that, you know, it doesn't matter if nobody prayed with you, but the seed was sown, and now it's up to the Lord to do the work in their hearts.
Amen, saints. I was actually at the Ohio State campus. That's where I go to. And I went out with Brother Garrett and Brother Moses. And what I really enjoyed about the time was just, it was just the body, just going out with the brothers. Amen. You know, I actually had to come to the training late because I had a test, I think, that morning. So I actually met up with the brothers at Ohio State. And, you know, I've been really focused on the test, and I haven't really, you know, spent the time with the Lord. And, you know, I feel like the main burden that during this time, you know, is that we touch the Lord, you know. And I feel like, you know, there's a lot of emphasis on, you know, spending the mornings with the Lord and really touching the Lord. And, you know, I know I didn't do that, you know, for the past month. And I just, you know, and it really showed when we went out on, you know, the gospel. You know, I didn't have a heart for man. I was very much in myself. I, you know, it was hot. You know, I didn't really want to be out there. You know, I didn't really want to talk to people. And, you know, it really showed, and the brothers could see that. And, you know, they were encouraging me. They're like, hey, go talk to this person, go talk to that person. And I told them, you know, I even told Brother Garrett, I was just like, you know, I don't feel like I'm really in my spirit. I really haven't been touching the Lord. You know, I don't want to, you know, I can't do this, you know, maybe next time. And when he said, this was so encouraging. And, you know, when he said this, he was like, you know, we can touch the Lord right now. Let's just call on the Lord's name. And, you know, that's where, you know, when you go out with the body, you know, that's, you know, there can be mutual encouragement there. And I just want to encourage the saints, you know, even you know, it's good that we spend the time with the Lord and that, you know, you can overflow when you preach the gospel. But even when you have it, you can turn to the Lord and you can preach the gospel. So.
Amen. I had gone gospel preaching before, but it was more like, here's this, it's for you, goodbye. I never really actually talked to someone before, and I was really nervous, and I didn't talk to anyone. I just prayed for my sisters, but they walked up to every single person that walked by, and I would have a feeling about someone, and then I was just like, Lord, I am not ready, and then they would walk up to them, and I was like, all right, cool. I mean, but I just got encouraged that You just need the Lord to give you the boldness, because we really don't have this heart for man. And he does. He has this love for everyone. And I just pray that when I get on my campus, I will be able to talk to some people that I meet. And as a freshman, I'm really scared because there's no one really else on my campus, but there's a large church life in New York City, so I can just bring someone. But I just really have this heart to bring people to the Lord so they can see how wonderful he is.
I was really encouraged yesterday because I enjoyed being with Emily Huff, and I just really was encouraged because I think this past year I've been kind of discouraged about what people believe and just the people I'm around and none of my friends being like super open, and I just enjoyed when we went up yesterday when we went. Or not, wasn't yesterday. Well, whenever we went, I just would be like, "Hi, I'm Rebecca. This is Emily, and we love the Lord Jesus." And they're like, "Okay." I was like, "Whoa!" They just said, "Okay." It's like they just let me say that. And a lot of the people we talked to were Christian already, which was so encouraging. Like, I don't live in Ohio, but I'm just encouraged that even wherever I live, we should still go out, because even if it's just. Even if it's a minority, we'll still find people, and the Lord has still chosen people.
So Winston, Moses, and I spoke to about 12 people, and actually almost every time we got rejected. And actually one time we got strongly rejected. But it's a good experience, because, you know, sometimes you feel when you get rejected that it was for nothing. But, you know, when you say the name of the Lord Jesus, the gospel goes out. So even though if we get rejected, just be encouraged that the gospel still goes out.
Praise the Lord. By God's sovereignty, the day before when we were doing the practicing gospel preaching with our partner, I let Yuki spend the entire time preaching to me, and by that time had ran out, and I didn't get a chance to preach. So I will read to you Acts 5:41, a verse that really we should have been thinking the entire time, except, well, I sort of forgot. I don't know about Yuki. So they went from the presence of the Sanhedrin, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to be dishonored on behalf of the name. Amen. I'll let him share the detail for me.
Amen. Well, I simply enjoy talking with the other Christians. We have common faith, and yeah, just enjoy talking with the other Christians on the campus. And then last 15 or 20 minutes, we spend time with this weird guy. We preached him the gospel, and he was listening, and he said, "There's no mystery in human life." And he said, "There's no feeling in me." And then suddenly he started speaking Hebrew and Greek to us, like, and he quoted almost like he said he memorized the entire Bible in original language. And and he, I don't know, like, then he said, well, of course we cannot deny the existence of God, but there's no worth to believe in God. And he sort of, he tried to kill our Christian faith. So that was a pretty hard time. But one thing, came back to our group, and we shared this, and we were talking a little bit. What should I have said to him? You know, then one thing one brother pointed out, just share experience. I still remember one brother shared, "How do you know the air is real?" You know, like, yeah, or we have experienceable God. And one thing, like, this kind of guy tried to bring us to Satan's attack, right? Like, bring us to not spirit from mind. So we need to stay in our spirit. And I could have said, "Oh, I just enjoy this peace and life in my spirit," or just share my experience to him. So next time when we meet someone who likes to argue with us, we just tell him the truth. Amen. And our experience.
So I went to Ohio State University with my brother Chris, and one thing I learned was
if you go to a school that really likes sports, take somebody that's really tall with you. Because it really works. I mean, I just kind of felt like everyone we ran into, I don't even know if they really were interested in the gospel, but he was there, and so they listened. And I just kind of felt, I mean, like, and everywhere we went, as soon as we went to the doors of Ohio Union, I was kind of like, Winston, we actually both go to Ohio State, and I didn't really have the same desire and concern, you know, like, I was just really happy that all their brothers were coming to the campus, and, when I walked in the door, I was a little bit upset because it was so hot, and, you know, I'm wearing a long sleeve shirt, and the thing that really made me upset was when I pulled, like, my water out of Brother Julio's trunk, and I tried to take a sip, and the water was hot. I was like, oh, man. But this guy was full of water, though, because we went into the campus, and I was trying to come up with a plan, like, who we should talk to and who we shouldn't talk to, and he was just gone. Like, he was just like, everywhere we went, it was like, hey, you know, how you doing? Like, and I'm trying to think of the diagram, and he's just like, hey, have you ever heard of the Lord Jesus Christ? Dude, he's the flowing water. I'm just like, I don't know. And it was just working. I just kind of felt like it was working. Like, I didn't know what to tell people. I was telling people, like, yeah, Jesus came in the form of a man. I was trying to, like, match my word with the diagram, and it wasn't working. It just seemed so, like, I don't know, it was weird. And I was like, yeah, he was on the earth 2,000 years ago. He came to Israel. And I didn't know what to say, and then, like, I just kind of felt like the Lord told me to shut up, and then he just stepped in, and he was, this one time, he just sat down next to this guy after, like, I think he could tell, like, I didn't know what to do, so he just grabbed his chair, he sat down next to the guy, and he was like, dude, the Lord Jesus Christ is flowing water, and I was just like, yeah, that works too, I guess, you know. But at the end, actually, I just kind of felt like after everything we left, and, like, he was just joyful. I mean, his body form was just bouncing, like he was just full of water. And I was like, man, I need some of that too, you know. And, like right after that, towards the end, we finally talked to somebody. Yeah, we finally talked to somebody that I kind of felt a little discouraged, and we ended up running into, like, a dead end. And we actually met Joseph and Justin. And I think the Lord led us that way. And I just told him just honestly, like, man, you know, I don't really feel like I'm in my spirit. I don't know, I'm just kind of here. And so we just prayed. And right after we prayed, everyone we met was open. And it was a great time. So,
just really quickly, I haven't preached the gospel for a long time because I've been afraid that I'm using my own self. And I've been praying for a long time for this chance, and I just appreciate being able to be matched up, being able to go with the body, and then the prayer in the car, the prayer on the campus, you know, I mean, it was just a divine source. Praise the Lord, and there was a flowing water.
Amen. So I went out with Brother Marty at OSU, and I just learned three things. The first thing is we just need to speak. You know, sometimes we think, oh, we need to formulate a plan, we need to do this. Just speak the word of God. The second thing, people are empty of God, but they are so filled with so many other things. You know, we talked to this one person, and it was like, no matter where we try to get in with this person, the person had a response, you know, and it became interesting because we just ended up talking to the person for a long time, but people are so filled with so many other things because they are emptied of God. So we need to speak the word. And then the third thing, we don't need to be ashamed. You know, the Lord bore the shame for us. We are so concerned with saving our face. You know, people will see me and they will know me. And I'm this person, I want to keep my image, you know. But the song we sang this morning, or we had to consider in our morning watch, 96, you know, it says, the Lord came to die for us. He bore our sin, he bore our shame. So what image are we trying to preserve so much that, you know, we want to hold back from talking to people? So even if we got rejected for the name of Christ. Amen. And it was worth it. So we should just keep doing it. Amen. You know, the other thing we also realized was that if we don't practice, we don't have the experience. And so we will never get used to doing it. You know, there's a verse in the Bible that says, if in the day of battle your strength is small, then how small is your strength? You know, so we just need to keep speaking. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I was on the Cincinnati campus, and my partners were Carol and Rachel. And I really enjoyed my time with them. I really enjoyed walking with them, praying, and then just, you know, kind of fellowshipping about what the people that we spoke with. But one experience I wanted to share is that at the end, when we all gathered back at the UC, there was this girl who Carol had thought to preach the gospel to, but I wasn't sure, you know, because she was actually worked there. And so she actually came up to me and she asked me, well, what are you guys doing here? And I said, well, we're Christians at this conference and we're here preaching the gospel. And she, her eyes just lit up and she says, you guys are Christians? She's like, I just got saved, like, recently. And she's like, I really want to know more about the Lord. Amen. And at that point, like, you know, I started sharing with her. And I'm so glad Carol came over. And, you know, she just started sharing. And I really enjoyed hearing what Carol had to say during this time. Anyways, her name was Desia, and she gave us all her contact information and wants to meet with the saints, wants to meet, at least, in a Bible study.
And with that being said, you can pretty much tell that she was like an empty vessel. You could tell she just got saved. She was so empty that she was just waiting for somebody to come along and just tell her, to preach the gospel to her so she can know more about it. So it was just like God sent her to us.
Amen. I'm going to talk really quickly so I can fit in a lot of things. My dad's a full-timer, so I live with a crazy pattern of what it is to be a maniac of preaching the gospel. So that can be a little daunting because when I go out, I'm like, oh, I'm not doing it like my dad. I can't. So for a really long time, I was just like, Lord, I hate the gospel. I hate it. I hate the gospel. I just can't. I can't do it. I can't do it like it seems like it's supposed to be done. So the past 2 years, the Lord has just really been working in me, just like searching through me to just stir up a love for man. It started at the college conference my junior year of high school. And every time we would go out and preach the gospel, it seemed like everyone who hadn't done it ever had the best experience of their life. And my story was the same. No one was open. Like, no one was interested. So, anyway, I had a great experience this week. We talked to a lot of people, and my partners were Ray and Christina. Most of them are Christian. A lot of them are Christian. So we just talked about, like, calling on the name of the Lord. And how you can call wherever. And there was this one Indian sister, or not sister, who we talked to. And we were going through the wire diagram. And then Ray was like, do you know what God's goal is? And she goes, to get into man. And we're both like, why do you know that? And, and so anyway, we asked her if she wanted to pray with us. And she said that she prays to any God. So she didn't pray with us, but she kept the track. And there was another sister who was really open. Her name was Jaleesa. Anyway, I'll leave it at that.
I was at the Ohio campus with Garrett and Winston, and it was very enjoyable. And like, even though a lot of people weren't open, we still had like a very good time going around and preaching the gospel. At least I enjoyed it, and it seemed like they enjoyed it too, even though he wasn't in the spirit, like you said earlier, but, you know, he enjoyed that heat, and I'm just thankful that we got the chance to do it.
Okay, hello. I stay here at Rice State University. I was with David, and I think Dennis was the name, right? Yeah, Dennis. So, highlight of my day was we met this guy. Like, ironically, his name was Messiah. But at the same time, he said he grew up godless and didn't know who the Lord was. Yeah, right? So then, like, we just, like, broke it down to him, like, you know what the mystery of life is and stuff? He was all like, I'm not sure. And I was all like, well, you know, we can tell you. So we just, like, kind of, we just tried to pray with him a little bit, but he was all like, I got to go to class. And I was like, okay. So afterwards, he took the track, and then so we just prayed for him afterwards, and like, yeah, hope we could hear from him because that was cool.
I really enjoyed the time preaching gospel with with my partners, Camilla and Christina. Yeah. the experience gave me a refresh of the view that our preaching gospel is not only the result. I mean, the result is not that, does not that matter to us in a sense that we are in the process, because we don't know for how long that person will get saved, and we don't know what stage we are in. Like Apollo sowed the seed. There is a verse in, Paul planted, yes. Amen, thank you. And before they got saved, last night, Brother Minoru shared that a person got saved is a big thing, because we don't know how many people are praying for that person, and how many people pass by them and just preach gospel to them, or how many people water them with the word of God. Amen. So when we have that realization, even nobody prayed with us, we were so happy. And whenever we saw a person, we just pray for that person to be saved. Even we couldn't speak to them because we pray for other groups on the campus. I feel like it's a body thing here. And it's, amen.
I enjoyed going out with Ijama and Rebecca, and Rebecca had never been before. I don't know if she's going to share, but basically I spoke the first time we all three went up to this girl, and it was like so easy. She just listened to everything. She prayed with us. And then after that, Rebecca and Ijama just went off and they decided we should send two to go first and one should pray. So I thought we were going to take turns, but pretty much they wanted to go the whole time. And I was like, should I go now? And they looked disappointed. I'm like, okay, keep going. So I was just enjoying that. It's really a joy to preach the gospel. Yeah. Amen. So I was praying for them, and they were enjoying the speaking.
Jay and I, we preached at Wright State, preached the gospel. And we approached 10 people, and 6 rejected us. 2 were already saved. Who got saved. Yeah. And they wanted to follow up. Yeah.
So. Then I guess there were 3 things that really touched me. The first one was the matter of the 2s and 3s. Because as a result of the 2s and 3s.
Amen. I went out with Tammy and Tiffany, and we went to the Ohio State University. And what I really enjoyed actually was the feeling that I had at the end. We only contacted 3 people, and at the end, I just felt like, Lord, I need to do this more. Amen.
This time, I realized how important it is to pray, and I think I was really strengthened, and I felt more bold because I knew that there was one of us falling behind, about 10 meters behind, praying. And I also realized that we can't choose our victims because. The first 2 were girls. They were just sitting there very, docilely, I guess. But the last one was a guy, and Allison's like, that one. And I was like, okay. But then when I went closer, I was like, he kind of looks scary. but actually, he was very sweet, and he listened to our whole thing. And afterwards, we found out that he was already a Christian. But yeah, I really appreciated that. We just need to pray and to, amen.
I really appreciated from this gospel preaching was that it kind of affirmed the fact that prayer works. So the first person we ran to was Christian, and the second person we ran to was Jewish. And they both seemed pretty, neutral about it, and, wasn't really open. But then the third person, I was the one that stayed back, and Allison and Tammy were the ones who went up. So the whole time, I was just like, okay, I never really stayed back and prayed before. So I was praying the whole time about, Lord, gain this one, save this one, kept praying. And then I found out that they got his contact information and everything. I was like, whoa, it worked. I guess I was underestimated.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
When we all go out, we need to come back rejoicing.
Amen.
And it's good I think we had so many good experiences. You get rejected. There's a flow of life. Whatever happens, we just enjoy. I think many, many, many have the experience. You go out scared. You got nothing to be scared of. But anyway, we're scared anyway. But by the end, it's like, I don't want to quit. You jump in, that water's cold, but after a while, it feels pretty good. And let's just keep going. So remember that taste. Don't say, I can't wait till the next college training so we can preach the gospel. You are all in lakes full of fish. We'll share more about that. But you are the key ones for spreading the word among the students. Now, you know, we're not here for numbers. If nobody got saved, we all just got rejected, it's still wonderful.
Amen.
But I'll tell you what. You know, last year we went out. We were on Wright State. It was hard to find anybody. And I don't know, maybe a couple people called on the Lord or something. And we're trying to make each other feel good. You know, it's sowed the seeds and all these kind of things. Well, this time, I don't know how accurate this is. This is at least 43 people called or prayed.
Amen.
And even better. I mean, that's really good. So maybe that's better. But anyway, also very good. We got 22 people's contact information. So these are ones that it will be very easy for us to follow up with. Actually, some of them have given them to me. I'm going to give them off to Robbie. So if you've got contact information from someone, make sure the local saints have it. Don't take it with you. You can take it with you if you want to keep texting. It's fine. But make sure the local saints have it so they're able to follow up. Praise the Lord. This is wonderful. Right?
Amen.
Flowing water. So we're going to stop for lunch this afternoon. It's the normal schedule.